Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another fantastic series of Flatshare Slamdown. This is a brand new episode. Before we get started, very quick thing, thank you so much to everyone who donated so far. We love you so much. If you would like to donate, if you haven't already, or if you feel like you didn't give quite enough last time, you know who you are. Please go to comedy.co.uk/PFS/donate. So let's get on with this brand new episode. The first of many, I hope. We're going to be putting out a brand new episode every month. So this is from Mac Comedy Fest. We recorded it last year at the festival in McCuntleth. A bit of backstory. Kiri was running late or was missing before the start of the episode. We didn't know where she was. So we asked our friend Nish Kumar to step in, which he did gallantly. However, just as we were about to start recording, Kiri did show up. So we decided, well, let's not kick off Nish. Let's have all of us on the stage together. We'll have a really good time. And a good time was had by all. And I hope a good time is going to be had by you as you listen to it. If you enjoyed this episode, obviously donate. If you want to feel the real magic, then come down to one of the live recordings at the Phoenix. Or if you're going to be at MacFest this year, we're back. We're back with another MacFest episode. So if you go to maccomedyfest.co.uk and search for Flatshare Slamdown, you can also see a play that I've written, if you'd like to. I'm doing a reading of that. And Tom is doing another one of his fantastic solo shows. So get on down to MacFest, get on down to the Phoenix, and generally sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Well, one of you two bastards has to drive this camper van around Wales where we are today at the McCulloch Festival.
Well, it's not going to be me. I'm hammered.
Good Lord.
And yeah, I'm not going to do it either.
Gosh. Gosh.
Well, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flatshare Slamdown!
We're in a flat.
Flatshare Slamdown!
Now, way too soon with the tops off there, Parry. Hello, and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says, oh yeah, I'll tell you something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want a camper van, I want a camper van, I want a camper van. Oh, please, say to me, you'll let me be your man.
Van.
And please, say to me, you are a camper van. You are a camper van.
Hour and a half of this.
You are a camper van.
How are some people still not getting the lyrics?
Under my pop top roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet the co-campers, Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Ho! Can I have my top back, please?
Yes.
Thank you. So, Tom,
Yes. Why
do you scamper when I ask you to drive this camper?
I am not going to drive the camper van, Matthew, because the last time I went camping in a camper van, had a terrible experience. I was staying with the actor who used to be Columbo. And
guys, remember that. That'll be useful later.
the glass-eyed wonder himself. He was staying with me, and next door was the actress Miss Hathaway from the Les Miserables films.
Yes, we all remember.
And
was there
That's
a sequel?
Awkward, there's a trilogy, guys. There's a trilogy. They actually get more happy as it goes on. They really cheer up by the end.
Yeah, it's called Les Miserables.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Strong. So, remember what... Remember.
So, guys, bear in mind, Tom is still telling us why he's not going to drive the
camper
van.
Remember, guys.
It's important to reset every 2 minutes.
The actor who was playing Columbo, we were staying opposite Miss Hathaway, and he had a really crafty technique. Every midday...
Every midday? Yeah.
He'd get a big, old metal tankard of ale, and he would raise it to his face.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Ben, why do you not want to... Yeah, we get the pictures.
To cut a long story short, Volkswagen can perv Anne. That's where we were going, guys. Volkswagen camper van. So he would look
one
through.
One person got it.
One person is that.
He'd look through the bottom
his
of his tankard and he'd spy Anne getting ready for the shower.
Clarkie, is your answer one or two words? Because if so, I'll ask the question. If not, I'm going to move it on.
What was the question? Volkswagen.
What was
can perv Anne?
Why will you not?
Standing ovation.
Why will you not? Let the record show no ovation is occurring. The question was, why do you not want to drive the camper van? I'm with you, Josh. I've got no fucking clue what he's on about. Ben, why don't you give a camper van damn?
Well, I'm really freaked out by snails. And I think camper vans are kind of the snails of the vehicle world.
It's a good point.
So I don't go anywhere near them.
But obviously, you can't drive a camper van on your own. So who are you going to bring along to help you read the map? Now, Ben, you've got a couple of chums, haven't you?
Yes,
talk us through
I've
it.
Got my favourite double app, the Chuckle Brothers. From different mothers. It is Josh Widdicombe and Nish Kumar.
Oh. Now, thank you so much for coming on the show, Nish and Josh. What kind of flatmates are you? Are you good flatmates?
Yeah.
Have you ever lived with each other?
For a couple of weeks in Edinburgh, yeah.
How did that go?
Fine. Great anecdotes.
I smell a sitcom.
We've got loads of stuff to say. Okay. Josh, I'm a great flatmate. I sing a lot of songs and I do a lot of dumps.
At the same time?
Yes.
So, Josh, what kind of a flatmate are you?
I'm very good. I'm very tidy, yeah. Is it a serious question?
It can. Yes. I mean, you're making it. Yeah, you're making it a serious question.
I just find the more tidy I am, I feel like my life's more in control.
The Tower of Success by Josh Widdicombe.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, no, I'm.
Are you quite OCD then?
No, nah, I wouldn't want to
give it a name.
Wouldn't
want to put a name to my mental illness. No,
how else did I get
problem.
On the last lap?
Two people with physical disabilities, and Josh is a bit OCD.
Yes.
Which is really annoying because I like legs to match.
Tom, who have you brought along with you this week?
Well, terrible news, Matthew. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh, no.
I know. I wanted to host it in Wales this year, and they said that we don't have enough cultural relevance to the country, which is why I hired the Welshest person I know. It's Ciri Pritchard McLean.
Ciri Pritchard McLean is here. You're the Welshest person Tom knows.
Allegedly. I feel like that can't be true.
My mum's Welsh.
Really. Yeah, your mum's Welsh. Yes. Tom's mum's called Delith. Come on.
Delith.
Aetherlis Delith Parry.
Aetherlis.
Aetherlis.
Yeah, that's very
Welsh.
Welsh
for snowdrop, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. Mm. I mean, it's a dying name. It's like Keith, but it is really nice.
Is Keith dying?
My mum's called Keith.
Right, well, we have technically met our guests. Have we warmed the room up? No. But that doesn't really matter because we're still going to play round one. Here we go.
Oh! Yay! Woo!
Camper van, whoa, got a shitty camper van, bought it second hand. Camper van cost me $7,000. Camper van got no MOT. Camper van bed stinks of weed. Camper van roof leaking. Camper van, whoa, roof leaking. Camper van got a hole in the floor. Camper van and only got one door. Camper van is covered in rust. Camper van and the fridge is bust. Camper van, whoa, get sticking. Camper van, whoa, get sticking. Camper van only got three wheels. Camper van and he can't cook meals. Camper van, it's solo rent. Camper van, it should be a tent. Camper van, whoa.
So round one this time is called Glamper Van. That is van spelt V-I-N as in wine. Yes, wine. Old vino. Vino de Campo. Guzzle juice. The stuff that flows out of Paul Giamatti. If you stick a corkscrew in his gut. Wine. It's delicious. Today's show is brought to you by wine. So what is Glampavan? Well, it's the long-awaited fusion of glam rock and wine tasting. Basically, I'm going to ask each player to gargle, using a glass of delicious wine, that's wine, a tune from the 1970s hit Parade. Their teammate has to guess which song they're gargling, and the performer themselves can win extra points by guessing the grape variety and the... and the country of origin of said wine. So we're going to start with Josh and Nish.
Is Clarky involved?
Kiri's gone to throw up.
Kiri's allergic to alcohol and has gone to take an antihistamine.
Kiri, that is... most people would have said, I don't want to do the round. But no, fucking amazing. I'm going to drug myself until I can
drink. Allergic to alcohol? What a lot.
I have, actually, yeah.
Amazing. Has anyone got an adrenaline tank?
Crosby.
Yeah, they call me the dealer. I'm the Howard Marks of Wales now, sadly he's passed.
I love the fact that you look like a person that has an antihistamine in their pocket.
I've forgotten my inhaler.
No offence, Josh.
Why would I leave the house without it?
I mean, who would leave their house without their inhaler?
Who are these people?
Who are these people leaving the house without an inhaler?
Tom, your turn.
Who's this house?
Okay, so Josh and Nish, do you want to?
Not really, no. Okay. But I will. So I've got.
You've got a gargle of glam rock song.
Nish, do you want to swig along as well?
Yeah, all right.
Horrible.
Josh, off you go.
Are we doing it together?
I think do it together, yeah, that's the way to do it, okay?
Okay, you ready, Nish?
That's gone, yes.
It was too nice.
Josh.
Guzzler's gonna guzzle.
Josh enjoyed that so much.
It's a lovely drop.
Can we try that again?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay.
I don't know if I can... I don't think I can gargle.
Of course you...
What?
Can I just say, last time Josh came on the show, last time he came on the show, he had to inhale helium and make his voice go higher. That didn't work on him either.
No, I've got the worst superpowers in the
world. I know, yeah.
Right.
Come on, Josh. Let's hear it.
Right. Oh. Okay.
It's gone. I can't do it. You're going to have to do it on your own.
Josh.
I've got a very strong gag reflex. Nish, you do
right,
it.
Right, okay.
Sorry.
Oh, my God! That was an astounding... that took me right back. Go on.
Is that Century Boy?
Yes!
Oh, very good.
Any idea, Nish, or Josh, in fact, for the country of origin or the grape variety? Do you know what you're drinking
now? I'm going to say that was a lovely Romanian. Some of Bucharest's finest.
Could we have the country of origin for T-Rex?
I'm afraid not.
I'd go... I'm going to go Australia and 1968.
Imagine if it was a 200 quid bottle of wine.
We really splashed out. It was, of course, a gorgeous 2016 Spanish Rioja.
Lovely drop.
Now, Kiri, it is your turn. We've got a new wine. There's your song. And you're gargling for Thomas.
Right.
So see if, Tom, you can work out what it is.
Just before your throat swells up and you die.
Yeah.
So get it done nice and quick.
Because I won't have kicked in yet. So I'll get, like, orgasm chest. So do bear with me.
None of us want to ask what that is because it means we've never seen a girl.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
For people that are listening on the podcast, they missed out there. In the 5 seconds after you said that, Tom Parry went through his full range of faces.
Both of them.
It was like an audition. I took my orgasm chest on the Antiques Roadshow.
Kiri.
Oh, that wine has gone straight to my head.
Oh, yeah, I've not eaten yet. Right.
Oh, that's...
It's like a deleted scene from Twilight.
Is that what an orgasm chest looks like?
I think you could get it from that.
Any idea? It sounded like the Grange Hill theme tune.
Go!
Yes!
I mean, if they
get a point for that, I'm warm.
I think I know what it is.
Wait, give...
I don't know what it is.
Okay, I'll go throw it to
I think
Nish.
It's Starman by
yes!
David Bowie.
Oh.
Okay, it was...
Wait.
Do you want to do it, Nish? Do you want to gargle Starman?
Yeah, go give us a bit of Starman. Waiting in the sky. Yeah. Lovely stuff.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I've been waiting 18 months for a fitting tribute, and that was
finally.
So, Kiri, any idea what the country of origin or the grape was?
Chilean. And what do I have to say? What kind of wine it is?
Yep.
Red.
Good call.
I'm going to have to give you a point for that. Yeah, yeah. It's a gorgeous 2016 Merlot from France. Clarkey, this is for you. You are gargling, of course, for Josh. We're still playing.
I just talked into my water.
Always a good sign.
Clarkey, off you go, mate.
Why can none of you... Can white people not gargle?
I think your phone's going off, mate.
Do you know what it sounds like? Oh, I know what it is. I know this, but it sounds like... Do you know the music the judges come out to on X
Factor? Yes!
The Carmina Burana.
Yeah.
It's Bohemian Rhapsody.
I really wanted to do the whole song.
You would have died.
It's a lovely English blue nun.
So close. It's a gorgeous 2016 Pinot Grigio from Italy.
It was a great year, wasn't it, for wine?
It was a wonderful year. Great year for wine, terrible year for celebrity deaths. But, you know, God gives you one hand, takes away the other. Thomas Parry. You all right? Yeah. You all right?
Yeah.
You've got a real sweat on.
Okay, well, don't do it. Are we going to see Goggle sick?
Is it Jimi Hendrix?
Too soon?
Too soon. 2016, you bastards. Okay, off you go.
I've got it.
Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen.
Oh, no. This is why I took the sensible option, because I knew...
It's horrible.
Yeah.
This has turned into Jackass.
I've got it.
That was very good. That was a very good reading of it.
Oh, shit, I don't know that.
Don't, I'm going to have to throw it
is
over.
Is that 70s?
Is it Paint It Black?
It's not Paint It Black.
That's a 60s song.
That's a 60s, yeah.
Hold your applause. Anyone got an idea? Think seasonal, think 70s. It's an absolute classic.
Oh, is it Merry Christmas by Slade?
It's the other one. It's I Wish You Merry Christmas Wizard. Every Day.
By Wizard.
Yeah, you can't now shout out by Wizard, Clark, and expect to get a... Expect to get a point. In fact, you get 2 points for that. So any idea?
A Pinot Noir from Chile. 2016.
It is, in fact, is this what it actually is? It's Sinatogen tonic wine.
Oh! Fucking hell.
You bastards! You did... You trying to kill my mate?
Oh, God.
Down the hatch, mate. Sinatogen tonic wine, bottled in Surrey with added iron.
It says on the bottom, the name tonic wine does not imply health-giving or medicinal properties.
So, did you kind of vaguely keep scores during that? At the end of that round, producer Ben, what are they?
Well, the scores are that Tom and Kiri have one.
Whoa!
Ben, Josh and Nish have three.
Hooray! So Ben, Josh and Nish are in the lead. But there's plenty more time for Camper Bounce as we play round two. It's Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together.
Games!
Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there.
Do as you're told.
Games! If you lose, you get nothing.
Games!
If you win, you get
day, we're in a church. This feels like a movement.
Absolutely. All we need is frankincense and myrrh. This week we're playing our version of Donkey Kong, which we're calling Donkey Wrong. I'm going to give each player a true fact about donkeys. They then have to make up two bogus donkey facts on the spot. Read all three facts out. The opposing team has to work out which fact is donkey right and which two are donkey wrong.
That is.
And to think ITV2 passed on this show.
Yeah. ITV2, shame on you. Tom, we're going to start with you.
Right.
Here is your true fact, and I'll give you a few seconds to think up two donkey wrongs.
Okay.
Okay, have you got it?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Let's hear your three facts.
Okay. Donkeys can't see colours.
At last. I've just realised that today I'm wearing a T-shirt that says The Good Immigrant on it, and I'm wearing my Gandhi T-shirt underneath it.
We
so
it,
I am
sure.
Aggressively brown today.
We get it.
Aggressively brown's a text you've sent me when you're having a shit.
Okay, we have...
Donkeys can't see colours.
We have two more facts.
Donkeys can't see colours.
Yep.
A donkey can live in the desert for up to 4 months without water.
Okay.
That
it means camel.
Be why,
it means camel.
That'll be why the donkey is native to the desert. Actually, is it?
And yeah. A donkey can hear.
Okay, end of the
fact. Hang on.
Can't see colour, but he can really hear it.
A donkey can hear another donkey from 60 miles away.
Tom, you have to read at least one of them off the page.
Three truth bombs.
I know.
Opposing team, do you want to have a little discussion about
can
it?
Can I say
that
when he did the colour one,
yeah,
I thought he oversold the fact he was coming up
really?
With it on
the spot. Really? I think
he was trying to... Are you accusing Tom of not being a good actor? Because we've got two series of battles that prove you're wrong, mate. So
I thought that one sounds true to me.
Yeah, I think that sounds true.
Clarky? I think it's the desert, but I'll go with the majority.
Can you put them out of their misery? Which one of those is actually the truth?
The truth is, a donkey can hear another donkey from 60 miles away.
Fuck off.
Really well done. Really well done.
Go.
Really well done.
Bam, bam, yourself. Bam, bam. Okay, Josh, there's your fact. He's having a bit of difficulty with the envelope.
Doesn't open his own mail anymore. Just wanted to do that for me.
Okay.
Okay.
So, three donkey facts for Kiri and for Tom.
Fact one.
Oh, yeah.
Donkey Kong was originally a donkey until Nintendo did some market research and 70% of Americans didn't know what a donkey was.
Fingers crossed, that's the true one.
Okay. The phrase donkey's years didn't originally mean a long time, but it was actually Cockney rhyming slang meaning donkey's ears.
So Cockney rhyming slang donkey's ears to mean donkey's ears.
Possibly.
Okay. Possibly.
Haven't thought it totally through. And the third one.
Oof.
In the original draft of Don Quixote... Before the publisher gave notes, the lead character was a donkey.
Okay, yeah, Kiri and Tom, what are you thinking at the moment? Don't tell us what you're thinking, actually. Just tell us what you think about Josh's three facts.
I don't think it can be the first one, because isn't the symbol of... is it the Republicans or the Democrats? One is an elephant, one is a donkey, doesn't it? So they would know what a donkey
That's
is.
That's right.
Very strong. Very strong.
She is applying keen logic, and thank you, Kiri, for that. And,
donkey's years.
Yeah, I think that one sounds right. That sounds like one of those, like, you know...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
But people, are you sure it's not Don Quixote was originally... A donkey? Well, are you
like
sure? Are you sure about that?
Chester Draws.
It was set at a beach.
I think it's that one. I think donkeys.
The windmills he was tilting at was crazy golf.
We'll go for donkey's ears.
By the way, a superb literary joke from Matthew Crosby.
Yeah, you missed possibly the finest Cervantes joke you'll get at this festival, and there's a ton of them out there.
At this festival, that is true.
Donkey's ears.
Donkey's ears. Josh, can you reveal?
Yeah, you're right.
There we go. Lovely stuff. That was good stuff all round. So, Kiri, you're up next. There is your fact. Let's hear three of them.
So donkeys can't be sick.
Have they tried gargling
wine? Tonic
wine?
a donkey's ear measures the same as its from its knee to its fetlock.
It's what?
Can I ask what a fetlock is?
What is its fetlock?
You don't know what a fetlock is?
No.
No, will you explain, Tom?
Yeah.
They have thin locks.
Since 2005, donkeys have been required to have a passport in the UK.
Okay.
Fucking Brexit.
What colour was the passport?
Any idea, guys? Any idea?
I think it's probably the second one.
Yeah.
Because I think the word fetlock...
It's such a good word.
It's really good, yeah.
So just for that, if we're wrong, I want to give her the point for that anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You deserve a point for coming up with the word fetlock.
Don't patronise her.
I wasn't.
That's Tom's job. Kiri, can you please put us out of our misery and tell us which one of those was the true fact?
It was the passport, because I went to Pony Club camp, so I know all about fetlocks, babes.
It was the passport, after all! A well-deserved point there to Kiri.
That's unbelievable!
Absolutely insane.
Donkeys require a passport?
Donkeys require a passport, yes.
Yeah, we got to stop these foreign donkeys coming over here and working in our shops. Hashtag vote leave.
Clarkie, there is your fact. Nish, I'm going to give you your fact as well. We're going to rush straight into it.
Okay. Ooh, my fact's in pen.
Clarkie, off you go, mate.
So, a donkey's penis is the same length as from its knee to its fetlock.
Hence the phrase.
Donkeys make good guard animals for sheep and goats. Sheep and goats, and they can fight off mountain lions and coyotes and foxes. And finally, the donkey has the hardest kick in the animal kingdom.
Oh, okay. So don't snort donkeys.
It's the second one, definitely.
Robert Tooth. Kiri knows it's the second one, she says.
Yeah, because you get donkeys to guard.
And also,
sheep.
Ben read it off the paper. When he saved that.
We found out his tell, yes.
That is
a point to Kiri and to Tom. Nish, do you want to do one?
Yes. Donkeys are cannibals. Fact number one. Fact number two, America's never lost a war in which donkeys were involved. Fact number three, in the film The Godfather, the character Don Corleone was originally supposed to be called Don Key.
Tom and Kiri, any idea?
We reckon it's the second one.
Is it the second one, Nish?
Yes.
So at the end of that round, what are the points? Producer Ben.
We romped home in that
round. You did. Ben, like... Josh and Nish still have three. Tom and Kiri have six.
Oh! You've found your sport, guys.
Bullshit.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Next up, it's time to play a round I like to call, with a legal bit of luck, we can make it through the night. But ooh, everyone else likes to call Beef Brothers. It's Beef Brothers.
Yeah. Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers, sorting out your beef.
This is Beef Brothers, where each week we sort out a flatshare-based beef from someone in the audience. And this week it is Pete Jones. Pete Jones, are you there, my friend? Hello. He's over there. Pete Jones writes to us saying, my girlfriend is very talented and likes to draw pictures of comedians she has seen. This is great, but it does mean her flat is covered in pictures of men she finds more attractive than me. Oh. Okay, am I right?
Not necessarily. She might have drawn Tom at some point.
Whoa!
Flat chair slam down! Flat chair slam down!
Oh! I'm going to read a little bit more because this next bit is absolutely amazing. The worst ones... This is perfect for the MacFest audience. See if you can picture this, because I genuinely can't. A sexually aggressive picture of Ellis James.
Now that's... Whoa!
Yeah.
Above the bed?
No!
What, like on the ceiling?
Your bed or above his?
Staring down.
Above your rotating bed that's shaped like John Robbins.
Oh, that is a weirdly shaped bed.
Very thin.
Fancy a keep it session?
Yeah, yeah.
The last bit is my favourite bit. And a picture of Pappy's, where Matthew has been drawn in far too sexy a pose.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Is he standing on some yellow pages?
Green tea.
Oh. Pete, can I just ask, is your very talented girlfriend here?
She's there.
Hey, how are you doing? What's your name as well?
Lise.
Did you say at Lise?
No.
At least.
At least. I thought you were dropping your Twitter handle.
At least, yeah. As in, sorry.
Lise as in Lise a lot.
As in Lise-a-Lot?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Are you a knight at the round table?
Sir Lise-a-Lot.
Sir Lise-a-Lot. We've got a lot of properties. So, Pete and Lise, we've got some questions here. Josh, you had one.
Can I ask two questions? One, does she only draw male comics?
Are you asking, has she drawn you?
No. I was asking if the Ellis one was accompanied by a picture of Izzy Sooty.
Yes.
Oh, is that... What are they doing? Weird slash fan art? Is that what you're doing? Because I've got some... I actually got some commissions for you.
So you've drawn Izzy?
Yes.
So what's your fucking problem, mate?
That is conjecture.
Whose side are we on?
Yeah, that's a very good point. That is very important. Tom and Kiri, you are on Pete's side. Ben and Josh, you are on Lise's side.
Point stands. What's your problem?
Seconded.
Mr. Widdicombe, that is conjecture. Yes.
Do you have ambitions to be professional in the art world?
Yes, I do, actually.
There we go.
Tip, stop drawing Ellis James. There's no money in it.
Pete, has she ever drawn you?
I don't think you have.
She's reacting in shock, which suggests that she has drawn you in your sleep.
She has drawn you, but you're standing behind Ellis James.
it's turned round.
Has she drawn John Robbins?
Yeah, you have.
Can I just ask, what is the sexually aggressive picture of Ellis James? Yeah, what is Ellis doing? Because I can only imagine him being sexually aggressive to a Swansea FC mug. Like, I can't.
So let's start, because it's almost the end of the show. I'm going to call upon Kiri. Now, you are opening the case for the prosecution. You have exactly 1 minute to state your case, and the time begins now.
I think if you look at the current culture, that we have quite a fragile existence of masculinity and what it is to be a man in the modern world and to be a feminist, which I assume you are, you need to support men and nurture their mental health. And I think adorning your walls with sketches of other men and never, ever drawing your partner, who sounds like supports you in your endeavour, I think is really irresponsible. And... I think what you should do...
You're listening to Women Blaming Women.
Or Loose Women, as it's normally known.
Oh, that is the best joke. That's the best joke ever.
That is the best joke. Good night, everybody.
Absolutely superb.
Yeah. And it must be superb. Oh, three men told you.
Exactly, yeah.
10 seconds.
So I think if you want to support your man, I think he's supporting you. I think just draw him a picture. I think that's the only thing I would ask to change. But I do think that you need to, you know, get behind him. Not physically, but if that's your bag, that's fine. That's also fine.
Thank you very much, Kiri Bishop-McLean, everybody. Josh and Nish, I think you have to share your minute.
I've just finished watching that O.J. Simpson documentary, so I'm fully versed on how to be a good lawyer.
If Ellis looks fit, you must acquit. Yeah.
Oh, so, it's so you, bad you had the best joke in Mac for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then...
We've waited until we're overrunning to really get things going.
Should we do one big one and we'll do a word each?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, yeah.
When you say one big one, do you mean text Josh?
Okay, as it's three of you, yeah. I'll give you 30 seconds each. One minute 30, Clarkie. Or until we run out of steam. Here we go.
Okay. So, let's...
Nish.
What?
This.
What?
Drawings.
Nish.
Can I just... Wait. Can I just say, don't the words have to sort of form a sentence? I don't know.
Oh, sorry, I didn't get the game. I understand this now. Let's start again. So, round one, we're drinking wine.
Yes. We're playing Nish Libs. Now,
right. Let's
get
down to
the
point. She
is
a
utter... Oh! Bullet dodged.
Indubitable.
Don't use words that Clarky doesn't know.
That's indubitable.
I think it's a made-up
word. I don't
even
think it's a word. Yeah. It's
inimitable. Artist.
So,
let's
support
art
and tell
Whitey.
Well. Oh, here we go again.
15 seconds, guys. That's
fine.
Yeah, let's tell Whitey that's fine. Nish, we've written a show for you, mate. Okay, that is your time. There we go. That was Ben and Josh and Nish there. Pete, how do you think it's going so far? And bear in mind, even I've forgotten who's on whose side.
I didn't think I could possibly win.
Well, you've got
in a way, it was kind of me sacrificing myself to promote Lisa's art. Follow at Lisa Richardson Art. But
what a good bloke you are.
Lovely.
Tom, do you want to conclude the case for the prosecution?
Absolutely.
Will you do it as yourself today? Or...
No, I'm going to do it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel. Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen. Presiding and providing your minute, should you need it, begins right about now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Heard a lot of them big words there today from them there fancy lawyers over there from the city. They come down here, indomitable, whatever those words be. Hell, we simple folk round here. Recognize some of you there from the bakery. Smell what's cooking. Smells good.
Were you in the OJ documentary?
Over there. Sitting over there with their packed lunches. We home cooking. Never had a casserole in his life.
What
come
a weird
down
slam.
Here, tell us what to do. Hell, we got a question here today, ladies and gentlemen. Goes by the name of Art. Hell. Now, I ain't no surgeon. Don't know what words mean.
Are you thinking art surgeon is a job? Because missed a couple of letters off.
But I'll tell you something for nothing. Went to school with a guy called Pete. He'll play the saxophone till he be blue in the face. Went out with a girl by the name of Bessie. Hell, she loved to listen to him play the saxophone. Hell, wouldn't stop talking about that there saxophone. Oh, Pete can play the saxophone. Dark night, alleyway, Pete can't play the saxophone with no broken arm. Married her the next day. No further questions, Your Honor.
Oh, my God. Now,
a sax offender.
Oh! Guys, we had both the best and worst joke of the festival yesterday. Now, I can't adjudicate in this case because we're in Wales at the couple of comedy festival and I'm not even a tiny bit Welsh. I have no jurisdiction in these boroughs. Thanks a lot, Brexit. So I call upon the MacFest audience to decide. If you think Tom and Kiri and therefore Pete is in the right, applaud now. Well done, Leash, you've won. Now, if you think Josh, Nish and Ben are in the right, applaud now.
What?
Cannot believe that.
What?
What? And Lise, give us that Instagram and all that again, because I follow you on Instagram and I jerk off to it all the time. So it's a really good follow. What's your Instagram again?
Instagram is at Lise Richardson Art and Twitter is at
Lise Richardson. At Lise Richardson Art and at Lise Richardson. It's really worth a follow if you're a nerd.
Do you have a
like
MySpace?
Get on Bebo. are you on email? Well.
Oh my God!
Yes, Crosby. That is
pandering of the worst kind. Welcome to MacFest. So we're nearly at the end of the audience's patience, which is a real shame. As next up, we have the quickfire round, and of course, the quickfire round jingle. Steady the buffs, boys. Here we go.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's quite confusing that it does not have a quick introduction. Ooh, I've never got it. But here's the thing, the quick fire jingle has come to mean an awful lot to a lot of people. To prove my point, I went out onto the streets of Macanthlath and asked the public what the quick fire jingle means to you. And here's what they said.
Josie, what does the quickfire jingle mean to you?
It's one of those things that when I think of it, and I think of it often, perhaps on a daily basis, perhaps on a twice a daily basis, I think of it and I recall it to mind. And as I recall it to mind, I get such a beautiful sense of community, of partnership, of friendship,
words,
of housing.
True.
Of things being abruptly put into a place with force. And do you know what else?
Can I ask another question? Mm. Have you forgotten what we're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the quickfire jingle of the Fletcher Slam Down podcast, Fletcher Slam Down, that's the theme tune of it. Do you know what else it reminds me of?
Yes.
People taking their tops off. Getting them off. Do you know what else it reminds me of?
What's that?
Christmas.
Sorry, Nishkuma, what does the Flat Slam jingle mean to you?
The Flat Slam jingle means everything to me. To me, I feel more attached to it as a piece of music than the national anthem of this country.
Whoa.
In fact, I would like the national anthem of this country to be replaced with the Flat Slam theme music. I would love that. I don't care about the Queen. What has she ever done for me? But Pappy's booked me to open for them in Tring in 2013 and paid me £200.
You did a half-decent job.
And that, if you paid me £400, I would have done a full-decent job.
So there you have it. That's why this jingle is important. And that is why it goes on for such a long time. But now let's do it. Let's have the quick fire round. The quick fire round.
Woo!
Wow, wow, wow.
I stand by every word.
I mean, it really is a very diverse festival. Nish and a woman.
I smell a sitcom.
So in this quick fire round, all the questions will be camp. Oh,
I asked one more person, the founder of McCunthflest. I asked Henry Widdicombe what the jingle means to him. And I also asked him how to pronounce McCunthfest. So Henry Widdicombe, how do you feel about the quick fire jingle?
Well, I started the festival about 8 years ago. Well, 8 years ago, 2010. It was a small event back then. And we've just tried to stay clear to the principles that we built it around. And just creating a creative and happy place where people can perform.
Yeah, sorry. I was asking you about the quick fire jingle from the podcast Flatshare Slamdown.
Oh.
I wasn't asking you about McCunthers Comedy Festival.
I don't listen.
Not a fan.
I've never listened. I don't like podcasts.
Right. Okay. Well, good luck. Is there somewhere that stays open tonight, or?
Not really. Sunday, isn't it, mate?
Fuck. After 8 years, maybe you'd have worked on a late license.
So there it is. Now let's get on with the quick fire round.
Haunting, haunting stuff.
So in this quickfire round, all the questions will be camper van based. Instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. Ben, Josh and Nish, let's hear that now.
Ben.
Josh. Oh.
Kiri and Tom, let's hear yours.
Kiri.
Tom. Lovely stuff. What's the difference between a traffic warden and a mobile home?
One clams van, one's a camper van.
Absolutely right, mate. Thank you.
Nice.
What was that?
Nish, you're fired. what mobile home is a bit wet?
A damper van. Oh, Josh. A damper van.
A damper van is right. What mobile home is also a magazine about fashion?
Ooh, Josh, a glamper van.
Glamour van.
No, it's not that, Josh.
Vogue.
Oh, no. Volkswagens.
Volkswagen is better than... I had Camper Vanity Fair. That's even better. Volkswagen, I'll take that.
So Cosmopolitan van?
Cosmopolitan.
Take away a point. What mobile home is your mum's mother?
Your grandma van.
Camper van.
Croydon. Grandma van.
I'm sorry. Have we given up on shouting our names out?
We've given up on a lot of
Grandma van.
It is a camper gran, but I'll give you the point for grandma van. It's almost close. What mobile home is your mum's father?
Josh. Granta van.
Is your granta, as in like Santa Claus, but...
Tom, is it grandpa van?
It's grandpa van. What mobile home is what a horse does?
Canter van,
yes.
Strong.
Right, well done. What mobile home comes once a year at Christmas?
Santa van.
No, I'm afraid that's also Grandpa Van. He doesn't stay in touch. Doesn't stay in touch as much as he should, really. What mobile home is both the sign of the zodiac or a mobile hospital?
Ambulance.
Cancer van.
A cancer van. Yeah, we'll end on that one. No, what mobile home recently appeared as O.J. Simpson in the anthology series American Crime Story, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, to mixed reviews?
David Schwimmer.
It was indeed David Schwimmer. That is the end of the round. There's actually not time for plugs, but you all know how brilliant all of these comics who are appearing at the festival are. Please go and see loads of them. Producer Ben, let us hear the final scores. We are on tenterhooks.
There is 1 point in it.
Oh!
No way!
Oh, shitting fuck.
Did you give a point for David Trimmer?
That's my business.
Grow up, Parry!
Just asking.
So, do you want to tell us the...
Yeah. Ben, Josh and Nish got 8. Tom and Kiri got 9.
Oh!
This is total bullshit.
So Ben, Josh and Nish have to drive the campers while Kiri and Tom get to crack open the champers. Thanks to our guests, Josh Widdicombe, Nish Kumar, Kiri Pritchard-McLean. We have been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown! Pappies, Flatshare Slamdown featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry, with so many special guests, Josh Widdicombe, Kiri Pritchard-McLean and Nish Kumar. part. It was devised by Pappy's producer Ben Walker, but thanks everyone who came down to see the recording. Somebody fell for it, helping out to Orange Park, the British Comedy Guide, to the brilliant Max Beck and Henry Whittaker, who is a legend. Pappy's Flash Air Slam, that is a Buzz production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye! Thank you, and we're so sorry.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.